I have your attention, please. The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Whether you're new to sales or a lifetime veteran, the Black Belt Sales Podcast will sharpen your sword and guide you to master the art of sales. And now, here's your host, the ninja himself, Gene Slade.
Welcome back, ninjas. Good to see you again. I'm in the studio with my main man, Don Johnson. He's right over here. What's up, Don? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, man. So, heard you were on site last week training and teaching. It's great to have you back on the podcast here.
Back to get this man, out. That was a good trip. We were out there serving, I think it was the second largest 1 hour in the country. Oh. And I think that they're doing somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million a year in revenue, just HVAC. So we had a big room. I think there was 65 people or so in the room, and got CSRs, we got salespeople, we had techs, we had all of it. So it was a really, really good time.
Well, congratulations. That sounds fun. A big group like that is often really powerful, getting, you know, finding one or two people who become leaders out of that group. But sometimes you want to be in a class that's maybe just 15 or 20 so that you can get that one-on-one attention too. So that they both have value. I know the bigger the group, the more exciting it is for me to stand up in front of them and talk. And I know you probably enjoy it as well. So,
when you get a group that big, there's never a lack of participation. You hope, right?
Yes.
But we've had some great success stories that have come out of it already. We're just talking about it this morning. One of the guys came onto the mastermind. If you guys don't know, we do live training online twice a week. And you may not have been aware of that, but Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern, we're meeting with technicians all over the country. We're doing one-on-one training in a group setting online. So if that's something that you want to get a little bit more information about, just put mastermind down in the comments. If you're listening to this on like Apple or Spotify or someplace where you can't see any video, just go ahead and text me, 239-848-6533, 239-848-6533, and my team will get you a little bit more information on those twice-a-week live events. But really, the best way to, like, launch, if you can make it happen, is to come out to one of our mansion events. And that's the next one is next Wednesday, March 20th. You're going to show up at, like, 6 p.m., and then we'll be spending 4 nights and 3 whole days together, training you up, getting you ready for the summertime if you're an HVAC contractor. We have plumbers, electricians coming as well. So type mansion down in the comments or shoot me a text if you want more information on that. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to go over some of the things that we're going to share with you while you're there and some of the things you're going to learn and some of the things we're going to help you to overcome. But first, check out this quick video about the next event, and we'll be back with you in 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Jonah Gorlitz. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I've been doing HVAC for about 1.5, 2 years now, and I work for Instant Air out of Shepherdsville, Kentucky.
Hi, I'm Kim Kay. I work with Leeds Nearby, and I've been working with Leeds Nearby for over 8 years, and we work with HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractors.
So my name is Chris Laurentino from Comfort Specialist. We're out of Morris County, New Jersey. I've been in the industry about 17 years now.
We'll be right back. join the mastermind because it's not just a sales course. Actually, it's not really a sales course at all.
So the reason that I joined the mastermind is I've seen some people's results online. That
this is different from other events that I've been to. I've been to various contest events for quite a few years now.
It's really taught me how to understand and communicate to the customer well. It's actually my second mansion trip.
From the community of how well some people have done, and I really wanted to be a part of that.
This one is the best space. It's the most glamorous space. And it's basically one training that builds upon each other.
Fair and that success. And it felt that the best way to achieve that was to actually get here and get involved in the training. And frankly, in my mind, there's no better way to train than in person.
Since I've been in the class since December, my income has improved, my revenue for the company has improved, my customer relations have improved, and my call volume has decreased while the profits and everything else has increased.
Being here is a unique experience that you can't replicate in just a Zoom class. There's so much more that you get out of this.
I mean, other events I've been to, it's a lot of information on a lot of topics where this is very concentrated. I feel like it allows you to have more focus.
You want to make it out to the next one, guys. You want to make it out. Don, what are some of the things that people struggle with when they come out and see us that they don't struggle with anymore once they're done with one of these classes?
Well, just closing the basic items just almost becomes an automatic. I hate to use that word, but a lot of guys struggle. Customers just put them off on doing, you know, simple repairs on tune-ups and things of that nature. And that tends to go away when you just follow the process. And that's a big step. That maybe sounds real simple, but that's really what you see is the small tickets go from $100 to $500 or $600. And you feel like it's just, you didn't do anything. You just did what you've always done other than you followed the process. Great greeting, write it down. And people just tend to trust and follow along when they understand. So that's something quick and easy that's going to happen.
One perfect example of what Don's talking about would be Michael this morning showed up. We did the on-site there in Baton Rouge last week, and he began to follow the process that we laid out for him. His average ticket was only like $130 with a 23% closing ratio before the class. Now his average ticket is over $500. Just in the last several days he's been doing the process, just over $500, closing ratio is at 65%. So think of the difference in the revenue that's going to be produced through his truck. And think about the difference, because he is performance pay, the difference in income for him is going to be substantial. And he's just getting started.
And those are tune-up calls. It's not like, well, the weather happened and now he's got demand calls. He was mentioning that was just on his maintenance calls. Probably,
yeah, it's not hot there right now.
Yeah, probably even service agreement maintenance calls, which, so you're not even getting to collect for the tune-up in that number there. That 500 is truly the add-on stuff, it appears, from the way he explained it. So
zero tickets, right? Yeah, he's getting a lot of zero tickets. So, guys, if you're getting zero tickets, this is one of the things that we're going to show you how to completely eliminate at the mansion event. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, it's a process. You think, well, there's some basic things. I loved on the call today that Eric kind of explained his process. He even talked about the shoe covers, how important the shoe covers. You don't have to wear those. You don't mind if I do, do you? It sets the stage that it shows respect for their house, shows respect for them. It really is huge if you just follow the process and trust the process. It's wonderful. So that seems kind of basic. I think what we're going to start hearing a lot more, if you're not hearing it already, is people shocked over the price. We've had such inflation in this business and all industry, but people might not have bought a system for 10 years, most likely.
Yep.
And we're seeing that you know, they might have had perception of spending $6,000 or $7,000 10 years ago, and now we're talking $16,000 or $17,000, or even $25,000, $26,000 conversations, and people are going to be shocked. And you're getting that pushback of, they're hiding their conversation about the price, and I'll get three bids, or let me think about it, or just push off, because it's more shocked over the number than it is anything else. So good price conditioning is something we'll talk about a lot for the people that come out to the mansion event. If you price condition, you open their mind up, and it becomes easier for them to see they have some choices in there in price.
Yeah, if you're dealing with people being shocked when you present the price, when you come to the mansion event, we're going to show you how to make that a thing of the past.
Yes. Loved it. Will today talked about present the bigger item and how to present the bigger package in a $39,000 ticket. He's, you know, got the commitment to, he's got to get the finance wrapped up on and the install date all scheduled, but that's an incredible sale. $39,000 added to it. I want to congratulate him from the class. I think he's actually coming back. I think I may have heard that he's coming back. But, you know, this class will make a difference the first time you come. But if you commit to the process, join the mastermind, get an hour of Gene, myself, every Tuesday, every Thursday, just a reminder of the process, and then come back to the mansion for a second, maybe a third time, it really solidifies it. So I know that's kind of setting up or saying there's a process or maybe some time involved, but you can make a substantial difference in your trajectory of your life and your career over, you know, a 6-week period. Come to the mansion, stay in the mastermind, and then come back maybe a second time. And the stuff you heard the first time clicks and you go, holy cow, I heard that before. I didn't understand it. And
yeah, it
clicked. So a little bit of a mastermind push, but this is the time where you want to put the extra effort in because summer is coming. We know we're just 6 weeks away from everybody saying weather, you know, too hot to try to train. Well, if you can't train when it's hot, if you can't train while it's off season and it's cold right now, you're definitely not going to train when it's hot. So we have to put extra commitment into ourselves, the owners put into their companies for this next 4 to 6 week time period and get their staff really ready. And that's what will make the big difference. The big thrust is then the weather comes in and you get that sense of urgency. Weather just gives us a sense of urgency. It doesn't sell for us. It just gets people a sense of urgency that they have to do something now. So
training in the shoulder season is what the smart people and the smart companies do. I mean, why do you think that this 1 hour that just brought us out at the time that they did? Because it's in the mild season and they know that that's the time that they need to train.
Right.
I was thinking also, Don, you were talking about how this training is life changing. And it brought me back to Eric this morning and how he shared that when he met us, he was living in his car. He was literally homeless. And now he's making multiple 6 figures a year. Everything's completely paid off. His wife looked at him the other day and said, do you realize that we don't have to worry about anything anymore? He just bought his kid a horse. I mean, he's got everything that he wants. And now he's still raising the bar. But to go from being homeless to multiple 6 figures a year, completely debt-free, and not having a financial care is just phenomenal. That's why we do this, guys.
Incredible story. And he put in the effort. It just didn't happen. We were there to walk him through the process. We were there to show him a path. But he had to walk down that path, and he had to commit to it. And that's a big part of anybody's success is they have to actually do the work. We show you the work to do. We're there to hold your hand. Tuesdays, Thursdays, even one-on-one calls. I've had, you know, 2 or 3 times I've had one-on-one conversations with Eric, just, you know, working on little small items.
We had a little glitch there, but no big deal. Guys, if you're watching us live, will you please put live down in the comments? And if you're watching this on a replay, please put replay down in the comments. We're not going to stay on too long today. So eliminating zero tickets, we're going to cover that at the next class. I want to think about it. I got to talk to my spouse. Your price is too high. I'm selling the house. I've got a home warranty, What are some of the other things that we're going to be covering? Oh, big, big emphasis on indoor air quality and potentially water treatment if we've got plumbers there. Huge, huge, huge section devoted straight to that. If you want to see how our clients are selling $10,000 and $15,000 IAQ packages on 2-year-old systems or even 10-year-old systems, you want to get here to this class. And just FYI, most of my clients make their money back within the first 7 to 14 days after the class. Right. So from that perspective, it's going to be the fastest return on investment you've ever seen. So if you want more info on that, put Mansion down in the comments or shoot me a text at 239-848-6533.
And a lot of times we'll hear people, you know, we talk about success stories, and it's wonderful to get success stories. Any sale is a success story. Mm-hmm. It is not that we have to talk about the 39,000. That's fun, I'll admit. But just getting a person to go forward with the mandatory is a success. And that's huge. Part of the process is get something out of every call. Your average ticket will jump dramatically when the zeros disappear or the zeros turn into 300s or 500s. It's just the math is incredible difference. A good story yesterday was a guy used to work for me and just heard this, you know, $1,600 little ticket on a 2-year-old system the company put in. 2 years ago, the company put in and we're back and he gets $1,600. Adding, I'm not sure exactly what, you know, I'm sure it was just a couple of small little items for $1,600. Wonderful little ticket on a call we just put in. So if you aren't getting $1,600 for every system you put in 2 years ago or more, then you should come to the class. So that's huge. If you feel like you're stuck on all those young systems and everybody else is getting the good calls, well, they're all good calls once you know how to present on a 2-year-old system, 1-year-old system, 4-year-old system. There's plenty left and plenty of things that will make that system last longer, run better, quieter, and really save power, save the utility bills, lower their power bills. There's still plenty of things that can be done on a system that was just put in 2 years ago. So, but a lot of guys are worried, well, if we just put it in, then, and I bring it up, is it going to make me look bad or the company look bad? Or are they going to say, well, why didn't you tell me about this 2 years ago when I bought the system? Well, if you're worried about that, come to the class. We'll teach you.
We're going to teach you how to handle it.
We'll teach you how to get through that. You know, it's really, they almost close themselves or they almost kind of show their cards when they say, you know, well, gosh, they should have told me about this when I bought the system. And you just say, if they had, is this something you would have been interested in? And then they basically almost buy by putting their foot in their mouth in a way. So there's
we're going to give you a couple ways to handle that.
Exactly. There's some really good things. If you get hit with the same thing over and over again, and it kind of makes you a little scared or a little timid that I don't want to bring something up because they're going to say X. So they're going to hit me over the head. Well, let's just prepare. So every time that comes up, you now have a way to respond to it. And let's practice it. We're going to sit around the kitchen table and we're going to be chatting while we're eating dinner. And we're going to role play that exact problem. So you can go back and say, every time I get hit with I'm selling the house, you actually kind of giggle and smile. Because you now have something in your toolbox that you can just, in your arsenal, that you can just reel off and it feels good. It's scary to think about customers going to hit you up with something and you don't know what to say. So you often just don't even bring up stuff. Well, that's what the mastermind, it's what the Mansion event's about. It's what the mastermind follow-up is about. And it's really about the whole sales process continuing to get better. You'll keep adding to your arsenal every year. You'll just keep adding to your arsenal each week that you're in the class. And over the years, that stuff stacks up. So
I will make you guys a promise. And that promise is that anything that you need help with, we will be able to help you with. You will not be able to stump me. There will not be an objection that a client can give you that we will not have the answer for. So that is a promise that I will make you. The second promise I'll make you is that if after day one, you don't feel like you've got enough value already for your money, I'll give you your money back. And you can take the rest of the time and go to Disney or whatever it is that you want to do. But I've never had that happen yet. Everybody is always coming out of there going, man, if I had only known this earlier in my career, I'd be so much further ahead. And I'm gonna put Don on the spot here for just a second. Don and I met when he was doing around $3.5 million a year in revenue, and he ended up growing his company in a very short period of time to an eight-figure company and having a beautiful, beautiful exit as well. So guys, Don is going to be there to help work with the technicians in the evenings. He'll also be working with them on implementation day, which is the final day. We're going to feed you. You're going to stay with us in the mansion. I've got a private chef coming in for the mornings to cook you a beautiful breakfast and to get you started and energized and ready to tackle that day. And then we will be providing your food and for lunches and for the evenings and everything. So there's no reason to leave. You don't need a car. Just fly yourself into Orlando next Wednesday, the 20th, and take yourself an Uber over to the mansion. Guys, I think we should probably go ahead and wrap this up. My cell number again is 239-848-6533. Text me if you want more information, you want me to send you the website so that you can go ahead and get your tickets. Don, anything you want to say before we close out, brother?
And looking forward to seeing guys there. The class usually holds, what, about 20, 25 people, I think, somewhere in that range. I know there's a couple of seats left today, but really.
I forgot to tell you, I've actually got a barber coming too, Don.
I'm going to save my need for a haircut for next week. So yeah, I'm going to take you up on that. So yeah, that's funny. I hired a guy at one time when my company and we would have our monthly meeting, and he had almost like a RV or a motor home, and he'd drive it over to the lot, park, set up, and had a barber chair in it. And we would, if you wanted a haircut, you went out there and got the haircut for free, right? I paid for every haircut once a month for our guys. We didn't do it every month, but we did it for several months, for that year. And it was just different. Everybody's kind of looked at me goofy, and I'm sure you'll get some of those like, what the heck? But you know what? If you want to be professional, let's look professional and a good haircut. This is my beard, but I'd like to say that I shave so that you can see the skin. And I think that's kind of the level of a beard nowadays is that you can have it. Let's just be able to see some skin through it. It's not so thick and scrungy. Let's look professional. I think that's a very good thing to have.
So you don't have to get your hair cut before you come down to the mansion. I'll have somebody here ready to cut your hair for you. And he is really, really good. He also does braids, by the way. So I'm paying for the haircuts. It's going to be on Lead Ninja. So don't worry about getting one before you come down. Anything else, Don, before we retire this episode?
I'll look forward to seeing you next week. It's exciting.
You too, brother. Guys, I appreciate you. Hey, listen, if you're listening to us on Spotify or to us on Apple podcast, please go over and throw a 5-star review up for us. Tell us how you like the show. Until next time, go out there and slay some dragons, ninjas. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Good luck, guys. Bye.